Blog Talk Radio. Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Jaina. Excited to be here today. Shalom, shalom. I think it will be fitting to start off with this verse, Genesis 15 and 13. I'm going to read it out of King James Bible first, and then we're going to read it from another translation, and then we can open up the mics if you guys would like. But it reads as this, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And afterwards they shall see the judgment of that nation, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance. Scripture that we base it on, this is the scripture that is dealing with our 400-year countdown. We thank the Most High for allowing us to have this experience, because we have learned a lot in this experience, knowing that there is an end time to the madness. And we are so elated today that we are 7 months away from completing the sentence with Yah. Does that mean we're leaving? No. Does that mean that the Gentile will cease from giving Jacob trouble? Now, what it means is with the Most High, he will once again turn around and face Israel, because we have completed the sentence that he put on us as a people. We have 7 months before this is completed, and that we have done this. This has nothing to do with the Gentile nation. This has nothing to do with any of the nations. This is between us, our Elohim. It is between the children of Israel and their Elohim. And this is the scripture that we read. He said, and also, verse 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. 13 and 14, I'm going to read it one more time. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. They shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Shalom, shalom, everyone. I am so glad that everybody is here. It has truly been a blessing as we are on the countdown. We know the government is shut down. We see all the things that are happening. And it just couldn't be a coincidence that all of these things are happening in the same year that they have proclaimed that we have been here for 400 years. And some people say, well, why should we believe Trump? We ain't gonna, I read something where one of the Israelites was saying, we're not going to believe nothing that either Mike, that's the saying. We know, and I realized at that point that those, they don't know scripture. Because when you understand who Yah is, he's always used the Gentile nation to be able to judge Israel. He's always used the Gentile nation to punish Israel, and he's used the Gentile nation to release Israel at a certain time. So all of this is biblical, it's playing right in y'all's hands, and what a day it is that we're able to see it to this day. And I'm going to open up Brother Donia's mic so he can get a chance. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How are you doing today in this lovely 20th of January, which is 7 months away from the completion of the census with the Most High Yah?
Hallelujah. I pray and thank the Almighty with all my heart and soul. You understand that he allowed me to get to this point right here when a lot of our brothers and sisters didn't make this, didn't get here. And so I'm thankful for that. And I just love the Almighty. I mean, from my perspective, you understand, that's what it's all about. See, it's about punishment of Levi and Benjamin, because they were the last people that housed that temple, that area. You know, and so, you understand, they went astray to start worshiping other gods. And that's And so they broke that all up, man, and we scattered and ran down into Africa and sojourned with those folks in Africa. And everybody seems that that thing must have happened, you know. I mean, it couldn't have happened in one day. It happened over a period of time because we were supposed to lose the understanding of the Almighty. And when we came into this captivity, we don't know who we were. Our language, our culture had all been stolen from us, you know. So, and that 1619, it's not, that might be a symbolic, because they had other Africans come here. But if we want to start a 400-year punishment that we were in, 1619 is just as good as any. You understand? All the other ones, man, you understand? You know, they have told us all kinds of things about, no, the captivity is over with. Some of us talk about we in the wilderness now. How is that even possible? You can't be in the land of your captivity and be in the land of safety.
That's right. That's right.
You understand?
That's right.
You know. So, I'm just grateful and thankful, man, that the Almighty has gotten us to this point right here. It's not over with yet. You know, we're going to go through some more stuff, man. You understand? You know, but the Almighty will be with us like he was in the time of Jericho. I mean, at the time of Joshua and Caleb. You understand? Joshua told the people when they went out to fight, you understand, be of good courage because the Almighty is going to go before you.
Yeah.
So that gave us the courage. If you notice now, man, we ain't got no courage. We don't stand up for one another. You understand? We can hardly. I've seen two videos on YouTube where a brother stood up for another a sister. You understand? But you don't hear that very often. Most of the time, the guys are taking videos.
Yeah, that's true. Hallelujah. And you know what? I appreciate that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I see you guys who push 1928 and 901. I see them coming. You know, I appreciate that. And, you know, I stand strong on 1619. I don't have a doubt about it, you know, because those 20 souls or people who came off of the boat, whether they came off in Jamestown, Virginia, or whether they came off in Boston, Massachusetts, it doesn't matter. They came. And I believe that those are the people, those were the kingship, because when you look at the history of the children of Israel, you know, whenever we've gone into captivity, you know, from our land, they always took royalty first. They always took them first, you know, and you know, to put them in first before they took the regular people. And I just believe that this is our time, you know, whether you believe it or not, whether you accept it or not, it's totally up to you. But we know that this is our time because he does what he always does. He used the Gentile to confirm his promise. And whether it was President Obama signing it or whether it was Trump signing it, he's always used that same Gentile leader that he's put us under to confirm it or to release us when the time comes. So all praises to the Most High God that we have made it to this point, that we're 7 months away from being free from his word that he spoke against us, and that we have completed the 400 years with him. You know, and I read different things. Well, we ain't going nowhere. Well, does that mean we leaving? That's not what it said. We're released from him in terms, and only we can do this. No other nation can do this. The Gentile cannot do this. It's us that have to come together as a nation and say we're sorry. And I don't understand for the life of me how that's difficult for the Israelites to be able to say we ain't coming, because we all should want to come together and repent. But the fact that they don't, it doesn't stop us, because we're going to do it anyway. Hold on. Area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say that I'm very happy that today marks another milestone for us Israelites. I'm just very happy. And I believe that until the last of children came into captivity, each and every one of us would have had to do at least 400 years. But mm-hmm. the last ones that came, they had to do the 400 years also. So somebody might have came in 1,000 years into slavery, but those last ones that came into slavery, they have to do their 400 years as well. And that's we went into captivity at different times and in different places, but I believe that this does mark the end of the captivity, because we were the last people to go into slavery like this. So it only makes sense, and I'm gonna believe it. I'm gonna hold fast. I encourage all of you to hold fast. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, Yah knows who is His. We can't
Absolutely.
Fool Him. He says, as far as the heavens is from the earth, His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are so much higher. So,
yes.
though people slay us, we have got to trust Yah. Yah said, who is man that you should be mindful of Him anyway? But trust God. Trust Yah and do good. Hold the faith. Hold the reins. Don't let go. Be encouraged. Oh, Lord, just one moment.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say, be encouraged. Anything that Yah tell you, if He tell you to store away food, be like the wise virgins that took extra oil in their lamps.
Okay.
Don't be like the foolish virgins that said, can I have some of yours? Get your rice, get your water, get your meringue, get your, all your whatever you're going to be making. See, the Chinese, they survived on rice alone. So that should show you that rice, the Irish, they survived on potatoes. So whatever Yah tell you to survive on, pack your stuff away and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. But get ready, because whatever He said is coming, you can guarantee your life and take it to the bank that it's coming.
Yes, you better say that. You know you better say that again for real. Woo! Hold on, area code 901, your mic is open. Go ahead, you on the air. I can't believe, let me say this 901, hold on one moment. I can't believe that every person on this line ain't pushed one. I mean, because we got something to be thankful for. We're 7 months away from completing our business with the Most High God. Area code 901, go ahead, your mic is open. Open up your mic. Can you? If you're on mute, we can't hear you. We'll give them a chance to open up their phone. They may have pushed it by accident. But what a beautiful thing the sister just said. You better believe. If He said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's happening right now before our eyes.
Shoot. Absolutely. My God. It's so plain to see. I'm sorry. It's plain and simple. You understand? At no other time in the history of the earth has anybody been in 400-year captivity. From year to date.
Nope. 1619
to 2019, that's 400 years. And we got to understand the little things that's happening, you understand, in this 400 years. Look at this society. It's getting ready to fall completely apart. They haven't worked on one issue that to bring up this society. All it's been about is Trump.
Yeah.
You understand? They ain't fixed nothing. And I'm talking about Democrat and Republican. Unless this stuff is being done in the behind the scenes, you understand? But as far as we know, they ain't working on no issue. And they got plenty of them. You understand? So this place is getting ready to go down. You understand? And the Almighty had already ordained for all of this stuff to happen. You understand? And our only salvation is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. So I believe in that. I believe in that prophecy. 400 years. No other nation has been in captivity for 400 years at all, period.
400. We're 7 months away from 400 years. from being in this place for 400 years. That's a long time to be captive in a land, you know, for 400 years. And unfortunately, Israel, that's not conscious, they've gotten comfortable with it. They're comfortable with the fact of being on the bottom. They are. They're comfortable with their lifestyle and their houses and their cars and their children going to school and going to work every day and just working and dying and leaving a what they consider to be a legacy. That's not a legacy. That's living in captivity. We're not leaving a legacy for our children when we don't explain to them who we are and whose we are. The Most High is getting ready to do a new thing. He said, you think Egypt was something. He said, wait till I deliver you from, when I pull you from the lands of the north and when I pull you from the south and the east and the west. He said, you think they talked about Egypt. That's why we know it couldn't have been Egypt.
And all the nations shall know that he is the true and living Elohim when he does that. Because who else can bring us together? Back into the line of who we're supposed to be. Nobody else could do this. We've been trying for the 400 years that we've been here. We had martyrs, we had churches, we had everybody trying to help us out of this circumstances, and it had to go the whole course. Could not go not one day early or one day late.
That's right. That is right. Hallelujah.
And he what's so pungent in my eyes is that we are the apple of his eye, his inheritance. That means a great thing in his eye. So he's not gonna fail us, not at all. Now we could fail ourselves. We could fail ourselves. I mean, we could count ourselves out of it by doing certain stupid stuff. Keep holding on to those idiosyncrasies, those bad habits, you understand, that you think that the Almighty don't see. Everything that, you know, those habits can lure you into doing something that you really ain't supposed to do. So we got to work on all of that stuff. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. I just want to read some scriptures to you today, just a little bit, you know, to get us ready for what the Most High is getting ready to do and to let us understand that this is it. You know, we've had so many backlash from different people, from what we call academia, some of our black scholars, so-called scholars in these colleges and stuff. Remember, Brother Donia, one of the sisters, I forgot her name, but she was a professor at one of the colleges, she told us to do the math. She said, that's already happened before. I don't know why y'all talk. Do the math. Remember, we went through all of that. We have gone through everything that you could possibly imagine when it comes to this 400-year prophecy, because the enemy is getting nervous. And not only the enemy, but the unconscious black man is getting nervous because the Most High is getting ready to shake up his foundation. And they don't want their foundation shook. They want to keep doing what they're doing because it's comfortable. You know, this right here makes you, you have to make decisions when you become conscious. You have to decide to release yourself from this society and all the things that we're doing now, and nobody wants to do that. They're comfortable with the black church. They're comfortable with their so-called Greek sororities and fraternities. They're comfortable with the society that they're in, and they really don't want to leave nowhere. But the Most High said he's going to bring all of his children, everybody coming up out of here, because he's going to make it difficult for you to stay. And we see it happening right now. We see it.
Absolutely.
We see it. Ezekiel 37:21, he said, and say unto them, thus saith the Most High Elohim, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whether they be gone, and will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. Ezekiel 34:13 says, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the country and will bring them into their own land and feed them upon the mountain of Israel by the rivers, and in the inhabited places of the country. You know, you can tell people this and you can read this to people, but if their eyes are not open, they are not going to be able to see this. But we believe this with our whole heart. We do. We really do. We believe this. And if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, guess what the Most High, he said that then the Most High, thy Elohim, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Most High, thy Elohim, has scattered thee. He said, if any be driven out unto the outermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Most High gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Most High, thy Elohim, will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. You know, we read this stuff, but the people don't really believe it. It's people that really don't believe it. They don't believe it. They don't want to take it because it's making them make a choice, and they're having a problem with making that choice. Area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom.
I'm just saying, this is incredible. This is incredible. I mean, you're watching it count down, watching it unfold, and it just makes you want to pray even harder. It makes you want to just do even better because you know it's winding down. And you can see it. Everything that you're talking about, you and Brother Adonai, y'all talking about everything, you can see it. You can see it mm-hmm. run folding right before our eyes, and it just makes me want to pray even harder.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And you know what? You guys are pretty new at this. You know, and you come in on the Most High woke you up on the tail end of it when we getting ready to get out of here. I mean, how does that feel? You know what I'm saying? To say, you know, we used to be this way, but now we're this way of, you know, we were awakened a couple of years ago, and we're getting ready to see the Most High come and do some amazing things. How does that feel?
Yeah, it is incredible because you know, just a few years ago we was in the church. Just a few
really?
Years ago we was in the church, jumping up and down, paying tithes and offering, you know. And to come to the point of the realization where we at now and we see what we were doing, oh, my goodness, it's a head spinner. And fortunately, you know, everybody in the house has been on board with it. You know, let's keep moving through this thing. And, I mean, it is just beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, my. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Hold on, let me get somebody else. Area code 540, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, you were saying that the people are not seeing or hearing. Like y'all said, eyes they have, yet they see not. Ears they have, yet they hear not. And this goes on and on and on, you know, until they open and see and hear with their heart. Then they will mm-hmm. believe. And, you know, as far as my household, you know, we're basically in the same boat because when we came on board, it was only maybe four years ago that we started, you know, looking at that thing. And then, you know, like when I told my wife about it.
Well, you're fading out real bad. We couldn't hear you. Say that again.
I said that when we came into this about three, maybe 4 years ago, and when I told my wife about it, she came on board, and then we told some family members. They were kind of like, well, you know, we still believe in the way that, you know, we believe, but it did not discourage us. So we went on ahead, and we told some friends of ours, and they used to teach at the church that we all used to go to. And when they started looking into it, they wanted to go ahead on and, you know, get involved with this now, teaching from the true biblical standard.
See?
So when that came about, man, it was like, okay, all right. So, you know, it's a group of us, about four or five of us, we get together every Sabbath before we come on with you guys. and we go ahead on and we just go through, and we also go through, events that's happening today, matching it up
mm-hmm.
with the scriptures. So that helps
yes,
out a great
hallelujah.
Deal. You have people that are like-minded.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. What a blessing.
Hallelujah.
You know, to see Yah bringing the people together. And, you know, they said, well, we ain't been here that long either, but we believe Yah. We trusting in the Most High. We got people with us now that studying with us now, and everybody's coming aboard to do what they need. It's just a blessing to see Israel waking up. We're waking up. And nobody's going to change it, and nobody's going to stop it, and nobody's going to – don't let anybody entice you with anything. You hold fast to who you are and what you're doing, and you move with Yah. Keep moving. No matter what happens, you keep moving, because we on our way out of here. And you know what? They going to throw everything at us but the kitchen sink. And it's like, no, we're going to wait on the Most High Yah. Because when he make it plain, he said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. And we believe that. He has been there for us. He said, I've been a little sanctuary for you in the midst of it all. He said, I wouldn't bring you to a total end. I wouldn't completely annihilate you and destroy you because I love you, because you're my people.
That is correct.
I would like to encourage people also that when you find yourself in sin, do not give up. Get on your knees, ask for forgiveness, turn from that way, that wicked way, and just humble yourself before him. Because the enemy will go ahead on and throw tricks into your mind, making you think that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you know, you are not Yah's. You don't belong to him. He don't love you no more. And that you'll never make it into his kingdom. Hang in there. Stay strong. When you drop your shield, pick that shield back up. You drop your sword, pick that sword back up. And just hang in there.
Because he will send others Hallelujah.
To surround you so that you can put the rest of your armor back on. And you get back in line, and you form that line, and you stay strong, and you move forward against the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I want to read Isaiah 43 real quick. You guys write this down, Isaiah 43. It says, verse 1, but now thus saith the Most High that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And through the river, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Most High, thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. He said, I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Most High, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there is no Elohim form, neither shall there be any after me. I am the Most High. Before and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Most High, that I am the Elohim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you from afar. He said, they're going to have to give you up. They're going to get to keep us.
You know, and just like the man came on the other week talking about y'all just running. Y'all just want to run. No, we ain't running. The Most High said you're going to have to give it up. You don't get to keep this people. You know, and it's nice to know that you belong to him, that he will go out of his way to let the world know that we his people. We are the lot of his inheritance. And whether the world understands it, whether they get it or not, they will before it's all over with. They will get it before it's all over with, because we're 7 months away from the completion of the sentence that the Most High spoke over us in Genesis 15:13. 7 months away.
And can you imagine?
We only can.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, sister.
No, I know. You go ahead. I was just going to say, we on the countdown. This is it.
Can you imagine that the Almighty will be, see, he going to watch over us from that point on. He said he was a little sanctuary when we was coming through this here, because we did not perish. We could have been picked off and dead. And you have no nation, but he didn't allow that to happen.
No.
He said he told us, you know, in the scriptures it reads that he'll never make an end to us. We are the apple of his eye, his inheritance. And he loves us.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a good position here. You understand? We can go and, you know, come under the understanding of the Almighty and his laws, statutes, ordinances, and commandments, and how we treat one another. You understand what I'm saying? Add that in your heart, or you can go the other way. The other way is sin. It's sin and death, committing a sin. Hallelujah.
What amazing. It's just amazing. You know, when I first became conscious, I remember I was sitting in the church, and I was just so frustrated with it all. You know, because it wasn't adding up. I was like, is this something wrong? I said, this is just not what I anticipated, and there's something wrong. I said, I don't understand. I don't know what it is, but it's just something wrong. And everybody used to look at me like, what's wrong with you? You're just not yourself. I said, I'm tired of doing the same thing. I said, you know, I think I'm just going to go home. And I'm going to go before the Most High, and I'm going to ask him. Because he had been pushing me to leave. And I just sat there, and you know, when you get to see the same old folks shouting and doing the same old thing, and the same old preachers is preaching the same old thing, and the same people getting up begging for money, and the same songs being sung, you know, and you just look around. I said, there's something is off. I said, it's just something off. And I remember going home, and I just prayed, and I said, if you told me in the Word that if I knocked, the door would be open. If I asked, you would show me. I said, show me what it is. And boy, when he did, I was in the house for a long time trying to process it all, trying to deal with it all, trying to understand it all. And to understand, I got angry at first. I was mad. I was like, they tricked us. How could they do that to us? And the more I came up with the conclusion that they tricked us, the more I said, look a little deeper. And when I went to look a little deeper, he said, I did this to you. And I was confused. I said, why would you do something like this to us? If you love us, how would you do this to us? He said, look a little deeper. Look what you did. And I went to look, and I said, how could they do that to him? You know, and you know, when you quit blaming people and you quit trying to find the blame and you put it where it belongs, you understand the fact that we hurt him. And when I realized how much we hurt him, that he chose us in front of all the other nations, he chose us. And the other nations had their own God, but he chose us, and he gave us the best of it all. And then we turned around and slapped him in the face, and he parted the Red Sea. He brought the plagues up against Egypt. That's what I just read to you. He said, I gave up Egypt as a ransom for you. He plagued Egypt. when we left, when our ancestors left Egypt, Egypt was on fire. Every place was on fire except Goshen. He said, I gave Egypt a ransom for you, and you turned around and did me the way you did me. And then I felt bad. I said, well, maybe I can apologize for everybody. And then I realized it's bigger than you. You ain't no way you can do this. He put a whole nation, all of his people, he took them off the land and scattered them into every nation on the earth. And there's a guy that I know that is from Russia. And the other day he said, do you remember what you asked me? I said, I do. He said, do you know what you asked me? I said, I do. He said, you asked me if there was black people in Russia. He said, do you remember what I told you? I said, yeah, you told me no because it was against the law. And we just fell out laughing. He said, nobody has ever asked me that question. He said, they asked me questions like, do Russians wear deodorant? Do Russians drink vodka? Do Russians have parties? Nobody has ever asked me if there's black people in Russia. He said, of course we have black people in Russia. And, you know, at that moment I realized, you know how small my mind was, that we're everywhere. We're in every country. He scattered us in every country all over the earth. So you know he had to be mad. Brother Donnell, he had to be mad.
Yeah. That we stepped on, our forefathers stepped on his integrity, man. Made him look like a fool. After he created us and did what he could do for us, we started worshiping other gods. That's a no-no. We might have been able to slip by if we did not worship other gods. Gave other gods his glory. You understand? You know, and paid homage to those other gods. And that was a no. That's a touch. You know I'm sure that tore him up inside. And you know, got to realize who we're dealing with. Also, you understand? See, we're dealing with. Look at the captivity and the punishment that we went through. And he sent them folks down on us.
He sure did.
And
he
guess
did it.
What? And he told us, man, we're going to be in it for 400 years.
400? He told Abraham 400. They're going to be here for 400 years. That is critical.
We're going to serve those people, and they're going to afflict us.
Sure did. He sure did. And they are. You better believe they are. Ooh, Lord have mercy.
And guess what? That's how mad he wasn't upset and pissed off, if I could use that word, with us.
Yeah.
And after telling Abraham, man, I'm not going to make an end to him. So he couldn't go back. only one time that we had an opportunity not to be his people is when he told Moshe, I'll make a nation out of you, Moshe.
Sure did. He sure did. He sure did.
He said that he loved us and we his people, and that's how he treat us. And I really, really am grateful.
It brings tears to your eyes. It brings tears to your eyes because you realize that was love. That he didn't make a total end to us and that he shipped us off. He said, and when you think about who did that, remember it was me. I did. I took pleasure in putting you through what you went through because I gave you everything. And I want to say this to you all, and I might get in trouble for this, but so be it. When you look around at these nations that's rich, well, nobody richer than us.
Okay.
You know what? We had the best of it all. We ate the best food. We had the best clothing. We had the best of it all. And we turned around and worshiped the same God that he put over the other nation. He said, I chose you for myself. And you did this to me? You slapped me in the face? You defamed my name among the gods? Oh, my goodness. I'm so grateful that we're still alive. and that Israel, the children of Israel are still in the earth? Because we have an Elohim that has a forgiving heart, and he has a compassion toward his people. You know, that he's coming back to get us.
That's correct.
And people argue because they don't want to come to Washington, D.C. and repent. My goodness gracious, alive on mercy. You know, but you know what? That's Israel. That's how Israel does. But it's okay because the ones that are supposed to be there are going to be there, and we're going to make it work. But my goodness, when I realized what we did and how bad it was, I understood then, and I learned how to keep my mouth shut and be humble to the fact that he gave us another chance. And you know what? We're about to get a second chance. This is our second chance in 7 months. In 7 months, the Most High is going to turn around, and we're going to feel him 100% like we used to.
Absolutely. We have a power second to none. Because there's nobody have the power that the Almighty has, and he's our God, our Elohim, our power. No other nation can really say that.
They can't. They can't. I don't care how many evangelicals and church folks is on there. No. We have his DNA that's running through our bones. We're his people. He surnamed us and gave us his name. He did. He said, when I chose you, you was little. You was nothing. I came and made you what you are, great people. And you know that just to have one more chance to be able to see him. You know, because we read about him, and people get up, they get excited when they're trying to preach about his greatness, and it makes people want to shout and run through. But we get ready to meet him again, just like our forefathers met him in the wilderness. We get ready to meet him one more again, and I plan on being there. I'm not missing that for nobody. Mm-mm.
Oh, my, it's not beyond. You know, and like you had mentioned, today is that, he's not going to forget us, you understand? We are the apple of his eye, his inheritance. That means something.
Yes, it does.
And he has not confessed himself to no other peoples.
No other people.
Israel, Jacob. Abraham, Isaac. He told them that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That he was the God of Abraham when he told them to Jacob. You know, so he hasn't forgotten us. And when the president signed that 1462 or whatever that was, that proclamation that they made up about the 2019, that wasn't for them. You understand? Because they have no idea what that means. You understand? They only think they're looking at it from the slave portion. Oh, they came over here as slaves, man, blah, blah, blah. I want to know how they're going to present it, but that's a story of another day. You understand? It's powerful, man. Almighty is powerful, man. Brought us to this point right here. You read some good scriptures, man. That makes it plain.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And you know what? It's okay now. You know, it brings tears to your eye, but it's okay now. You know, all the pain and all the things that we've gone through, and all the hatred and all the hurt. And all the jobs that we didn't get, and all the promotions that we thought we was doing, all the things that we were stepped over because of, it's okay now. It's all right. Because it's going to be all right now. Because there's a whole nother story that the Most High has written for us. We got a different outcome now. It's okay.
We just got to make it across the finish line.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. And make it okay. I mean, for me it is anyway. You know, we still got some of us that's chasing after that dream. You know, it's still some of us out there that think it's going to that the system is fair. There's still some still out there that believe if you go to school and you do right and you get your education, that you're going to be you're going to be presented with the rest of the group, and you're going to be it's going to be an even the process is going to be fair and even, and they're going to pick you according to merit. It's always those out there that still think it's fair when they do what they do. And it's some that still believe in that. They believe in the system. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, we're not here to tear that down. But we know better now. For those who are of us that know who we are and we know whose we are, if you don't, it's okay. If you do, it's okay. But if you don't, it's still okay.
I say this. Give yourself a chance, man. Take a look at it.
Yeah.
If it don't fit, forcing you to do a thing. You know what I'm just take a look at it for yourself. And you'll see. You know, a lot of times you don't even have to read the scriptures to see how this the system is falling apart. You understand? So if you just take a look at that, then you can put some stuff together now. You understand? Maybe you need to go and take a look at the scriptures. You understand? See what they're saying, or see how this fits. Give yourself a chance. Don't let
life
just
hallelujah.
Fit.
Don't let this just pass
you by because, after this 70 years is up, man, I think this is just me thinking that I might be wrong. You understand? Is that you ain't gonna get that chance? It's not gonna be available to you so readily after the 7 months is up.
Hallelujah! Praise the mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. You know that after all we've done, that he's still there, that he still loves us. You know, after the experience with the church, he still loves us. You know, and if you get that, you understand that this is bigger than a church. This is bigger than religion. This is a nation. You know, and when you understand that we're a nation in exile, when that really dropped, I said, wow. We're a nation, and not African-American people, because, see, that's the name they give you to assimilate you into their nation. Saying that you're a nation in exile, and that we have been scattered all over the earth, you just have to sit back and say, wow. And he's getting ready to bring these people back together. In love. Does that mean we're going into Jerusalem? No. Does that mean we're going to Israel? No. No. But wherever he has us going, we have to trust him enough to say, wherever you lead, I'm going to follow. Wherever you go, I'm going to follow. Because he said if he brought us here and he allowed the Gentile nation to bring us here, when our ancestors stepped out the boat, they didn't know nothing about this place. They didn't know nothing about no English language. They didn't know nothing about none of this. And look at where we've come, how far we've come. And if they brought us here, then they brought us from somewhere, and we got to go back home. Like the man said, y'all just want to run. We ain't running. We're going back home. You cannot keep us forever. This is not our original land. Now, you made money off of us. We did, like you said, Brother Donnell, we built it from the outhouse to the White House.
Absolutely.
You got the Korean people and the Chinese people selling us hair products. We're eating up the food that they're making. It's time for us to go home.
Absolutely.
When the Most High say so. You can't keep a piece of people forever. And right now, we've done everything we can do here. There's nothing else we can do. Can't can't keep us forever. You just can't keep us forever.
Their time is up. You know, it's almost over for them. You understand? A nation goes down and a nation comes up. You understand? Look what happened to Egypt. You understand? We watched Egypt burn. So this place is on its now, man. Ain't no doubt about it, man. They got, those guys that are against America, they sitting licking their chops, man. How America's falling apart. That's just America, but I'm talking about all of the Western cultures. Britain had a great part, played a great part in building up America. And look, it's going, it's having a problem. It's having real deep problems. You understand? It's mm-hmm. getting ready to fall mm-hmm. apart, man. This whole system, Western culture. Watch, mark my word. Man, don't mark my word, man. Know that the Almighty is doing his thing.
You know, we just got to get there. You know, we got to get there. You know, and it's like, you know, we're really not a violent people. I mean, we have some people that do some bad things like everybody else does, but we got to get there. We got to make it a priority to get there. You know, we have to tell our young people, stand down, stop doing stupid stuff. We're too close to the end now. Stand down. Your whole life is getting ready to change, and you don't even know it. You know, stand down. Don't know. This is not the time to go into any to prove a point. That's not what this is about. Stand all the way down and watch them and see the salvation of Yah. We got to see this thing. I said, I just want to see this thing right here. I got to be able to see this. This is just amazing.
That is correct. Make you want to see the whole thing play out, huh?
You better believe I do. I didn't come this far, Brother Donia, to give up now. I done came too far. I done seen too much. He made me privy to too much information to stop now. This is the it. I mean, this is the it. This is it. This is the grand poobah of it all. I mean, ain't no need to go in no further. You know, it's like, look, I don't want, look, I got to see this thing come to pass. Woo!
I know that's right. I just want to get close.
This is something.
I just want to get close.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I have to be ready all the time, man. If you're going to give me anything, give me 20 more years.
20 more? I know that's right. You got to be like Hezekiah. You're going to have to go before the Most High like King Hezekiah did and say, wait a minute. Didn't I do right? Hold on. I changed my ways. I did what you told me to do. It said before the prophet got out of the city, the Most High turned him around and said, go back and tell him I'm going to give him 15 more years.
Okay.
Yes. Hallelujah. I have to go before the Most High and plead the case, you know, for our children and our children's children.
Absolutely.
Let us have an opportunity that we bring our children with them. Make it mandatory that we leave our children leave with us.
Absolutely.
Our children and our children's children. They might be mad at first, but when they get through seeing what's going to come, they'll be happy that the Most High did that. Make it mandatory that they must leave. We leave, they leave. Everybody associated with us got to leave.
That is correct.
I believe, you know, when this thing is over with and he turned this thing around, I think it's going to be like Pharaoh was. Get them people out of here. Let them go. Get them out of here. Shoot. And then they're going to tell me, y'all really do believe that stuff. You better believe we believe it. You better believe we do. You ain't going to take that joy from us. That's what the Most High gave us, was his word, and we believe it. Because he has never had to come back and say, what'd you say, Brother Donia? Oop, I got to do that over. I messed up that part.
That's right. We ain't never had that. That we don't read that in the scripture nowhere.
Yeah.
So if he say something, if he say that there's gonna be a great destruction, bank on it. You understand? There's gonna be a great destruction, and he could have said there's gonna be a destruction. He put great in there, meaning to me that it's gonna touch a lot of things. Because see, they're coming out of Egypt, man, it was 165,000 people, maybe. I don't know. We don't know. It was a vast number. But he got to bring his people from the four corners of the earth, from the north, south, east, and west. He's going to bring his people back to the land that he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Yes, he is.
So when he's talking about it's going to be a great destruction, that means to me, you understand, that he's bringing his people back from all of those places. And he said that all the nations will know that he is the true and living Elohim, the true and living God, the true and living power of the earth. All of them know. All the nations will know. Because it's going to be a great destruction, man. The reason why I see that it's going to be such a great destruction, because all of this folly and nonsense and vain stuff got to go. It can't, righteousness can't live amongst wicked and evil.
Ooh, hallelujah.
It's going to be a great destruction. And he's coming to get his people. Yeah, know for a surety, the Almighty knows his people.
Yes,
I mean, we've been through it all. We've been changed and slept with this person, and they slept with us. You understand? But the Almighty knows his people. I think he knows his people by the righteousness, by their righteousness. You understand? I don't know. I'm speculating too far now.
No, you're not. You're doing it right. Here he is. Listen, Jeremiah chapter 30, he said the word that came to Jeremiah. Now, this is the prophet Jeremiah back in the day from the Most High, saying, thus speaketh the Most High Elohim of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. So he told Jeremiah, write this down, because there's coming a day when the children of Israel are going to be in a place where they're going to have to read this book, and it's going to have to encourage them to get them to understand what I have in store for him. Watch what he said. He said, for lo, the days come. This is Jeremiah 30. Saith the Most High, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Yehuda, saith the Most High, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. And these are the words the Most High spake concerning Israel and Judah. He said, for thus saith the Most High, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man doeth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned to paleness. He said, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Jacob's trouble. That ain't happened yet. Watch, he said, for it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Most High of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and the strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. Thou got to let us go. The Most High said, you ain't going to serve yourself of my people no more. You are the day coming when you're going to have to let them go. He said, but they shall serve the Elohim of Yah, their Elohim, and thou we, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Most High, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. That's coming.
Okay.
That's what we got to look for. Watch.
He says, "For I am with thee, saith the Most High to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whether I have scattered thee, I will not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Saith the Most High, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead for thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine." He said, "All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquities, because thy sins were increased. Why cry of thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thy iniquities, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto thee." The Most High said, "I did this. I'm the one who did this." He said, "Therefore, all they that devoured thee shall be devoured." Uh-oh. "And all thy adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity." Uh-oh. "And they that spoiled thee shall be a spoil. All that preyed upon thee will I give for a prey." Uh-oh. Watch what he said. "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Most High, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." He said, because they told him, don't nobody want these people. These are the no people. Don't nobody want these people. We can treat these niggas any kind of way we want to, and ain't nobody going to stick up for them.
That's what happened.
He told Jeremiah, write it down so they know I speak. I'm telling you what's going to happen in advance. He said, because they called us an outcast. They called us hoodlums. They called us criminals. They called us all kind of stuff. They said, this is Zion. This ain't nobody but the children of Israel whom they don't know who they are. He said, ain't nobody going to stick up for them. They God is turning their back on them. And they felt like they could do us any kind of way. That's why the Most High said, therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
And all thy adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that preyed upon thee will I give for a prey. Watch what the Most High said. He said, thus saith the Most High, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling place. And the city shall be built upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. He said, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them.
Hallelujah.
He said, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me? Saith the Most High, ye shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Behold, the whirlwind of Yah goeth forth with fury, a continual whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Most High shall not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it. He told Jeremiah, write it down, because it's going to be for the last days. Let Israel know I'm coming. This is he told Jeremiah to do this over thousands of years ago. He said, write it down. They need to hear it.
That's powerful. What is that, Jeremiah? What chapter?
That's Jeremiah chapter 30. He told Jeremiah, write it in a book. so that they know what's going to happen, because everybody that mistreated them going to be mistreated. And everybody that devoured them would be devoured. Mm-mm.
Sound like
you think we're not rejoicing? So everybody that came up against us, they used us. They broke us down. They broke us. They broke our spirit. They broke our heart. They mistreated our children. They murdered us in front of each other. I mean, every the evilness that has come from the people whom the Most High put us among have done these things because they thought we didn't have nobody to come for us.
Lost our courage. They don't have no courage.
No courage. No hope. See, they thought we didn't have nobody. They said, oh, nobody wants them people. Them people become a burden. We feed them anything. You should see the stuff that President Trump is sending to the Israelite people to eat.
Yeah, I've seen that, man.
We can feed them anything. Just throw them some slops and put it together. It's okay. He told Jeremiah to write this down thousands of years ago so that we could go back one day and read it. And this is what the Most High is getting ready to do for us.
Absolutely. We're not going to get away, sister. He's going to pay us in measure. You understand? Some of us are not going to. Because of our stupidity and our disobedience. You understand?
Yes.
Never going to make an end to us.
No, that's what he said. He said, I will restore health unto thee. Guess what? He's going to restore. He's getting ready to cleanse us of all the GMO foods, all the chemtrails they've been spraying all over our neighborhoods. All the water that we've been drinking has been contaminated. All the inoculations that they gave us that was no good, all the syphilis that they did to the, in the Tuskegee experiment, all the things that they have done in our neighborhoods, that he getting ready to restore our health.
Hallelujah.
That's verse 17. Yeah. He said, for I will restore health unto thee.
Can I break in for a second?
Please do.
It reminds me, I don't know, I'm quite sure you guys remember these two songs that came out back in the 60s, Fontella Bass, Rescue Me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Yah is going to be doing to us. And then the other one is Martha Reeves and the Vandals, Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide.
Yes,
done wickedness to us.
You gonna tell your age afterwards?
What did he say?
He said you gonna tell your age in a minute.
That's right. That's right.
My God,
but you know
my God.
You
know what? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
When you think about it, those songs, when you think about it, they kind of like told us what was going to happen if you were reading the Bible, you know, as far as, you know, with a mindset like that, rather being trained by the European way, when they would all skip those verses. So if, you know, if people were, I mean, it's powerful. It really is, because I think about the songs back then. And those songs, when we were together, men were praising black women. They were loving black women like I don't know what. And then here it is. They flipped the script upon us, whereas we hate our women. And that's not
supposed to be. No. But y'all going to fix
and
that
then,
too. He going to fix it
yes,
all.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
But that's all I have.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know what? And you know what, Jeff? And when you get to the last voice, the last verse, he said, "The fierce anger of the Most High shall not return." So he's going to send his anger out until he has done it. He said, "Everything I told you I'm going to do in this scripture, I'm going to send my anger out, and it will not come back to me until I have done it." He said, "And until he has performed the intent of his heart, the anger going to go out and do to those people what they." I tried to tell them a long time ago when all this stuff was going on with the court cases and the police officers and the smirking and all the stuff. I tried to tell them then, you're doing something. You really don't understand what you're doing. You really don't know. You know, because he said, they called us an outcast. He said, because they called you an outcast and said none will consider. He said, because they called you an outcast and they didn't think you had nobody.
Those same outcasts were the ones who had helped them out when they were over there in Europe, and they didn't know how to take baths. They didn't know how to do anything, okay? And then the same ones who taught them how to speak and how to read and gave them mathematics as well as navigation to be able
to... Wake it up real bad.
The same ones who gave them who talked about them badly were the same people that gave them mathematics, navigation to circumvent the world, and taught them speech, language, everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Because there was a guy named Count Volney who was a person that went to Egypt, and when he saw the Sphinx, and he said, how is it that these same people who have given us all of these gifts, and yet we turn around and treat them as slaves?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, they have a lot to answer for. A lot to answer for.
And especially
the Catholic Church.
I'm going there. He said in the latter days, he shall consider. He said that's when it's going to happen, in the latter days. And that's where we are right now, people, in the latter days.
That is correct.
We're ready to go. Months away from completeness. He said, my anger's going to go out. We're 7 months away from completeness. Everybody that did us wrong, and they know what they've done. Everybody. He said, because they said, this is Zion. He said, they called you an outcast. And said, this is Zion. This ain't nobody but the children of Israel, whom no man seeketh after. I mean, we can do that. We want to do with them. Ain't nobody going to come to their defense.
They haven't yet.
Oh, but it's almost up. 7 months away. 7 months
turnaround.
Away, Brother Donia.
Yes, it's going to be a turnaround. And the shoe going to be on the other foot. Now
y'all getting ready to face his people. He said, I'm going to turn around and face Israel. Ain't no church going to save you. Ain't no hook of Mashonda and speaking in tongues going to save you with this one. You will have to come correct and become who you are, the children of Israel. This particular prophecy is just for us. Nobody else can do this. That's why we're coming together in September of 2019 as a nation, and cry out to the Elohim and tell him how sorry we are, and to please deliver. Please get us out of here. And if you haven't registered, we ask you to do that. Our website is 2019dayofrepentance.us. 2019dayofrepentance.us. Please go ahead and do that, because everybody should be able to do it. And if you're around the world and you're in different countries, just email us at the Yehuda Project. And if you can't be here, if you're in another country, we're all going to synchronize our watches and we're going down together at the same time.
Hallelujah.
7 months and the Most High getting ready to turn around and face his people.
That's beautiful. That is just beautiful. But I want to say this is that we need everybody to come pray. Everybody that's of a light mind and willing to pray and willing to that see where we at right now. Everybody that sees where we at, we should all get together and come pray. It shouldn't be that hard
yeah.
to get people to come pray. But this is like to get people to come pray
yeah.
because everybody caught up with the dogma and I believe this and I believe that instead of actually calming down and realizing what we've done to our Elohim. What we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about what the white man did. Don't worry about what Esau did. Don't worry about the other nations. Let's worry about us for a change.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Because
hallelujah.
One thing that we got to understand is that if we make it, other people make it. Of other
yes.
nations.
Exactly. Hallelujah.
You understand? But this stuff can't go along, go on very much longer without us being recognized as the people, as of God's people. This stuff will fall all apart, man. If we not never recognize, excuse me.
But guess what, Brother Donald? We've been used as guinea pigs. We've been used as target practice. We have been used as lab rats. We have been used as anything that they could come up with that they needed to use someone for, that there was a hazard involved. We was the people that was chosen to be used as a benchmark to weigh it up against and to be able to study. It was us. And out of all those things, the Most High made it where we still remain standing. It ain't nobody but the grace of y'all that has made this thing happen. Yeah, that's why he said they have called thee an outcast. He said, oh, then and have said, this is Zion. No man seeketh, there's no man who seeketh after them. We can do what we want to do with them. Feed them flocks. Just throw some peas together and put some flocks in a container and mail it to them since they want food stamps. Just mail them the flop and eat them. If they beg, and that's all they're going to get. Oh, what you going to pay? I'm trying to tell you. Woo, Lord have mercy, you going to pay. That is the worst thing in the world that you can do at this point because you always got to remember Egypt. And the same way it was with Egypt is the same way it is now. The Most High was quiet for a long time. He didn't say nothing. He just let them punish them and let them do them any kind of way. And when it was time there for him to come, they couldn't believe that somebody was standing up for the children of Israel. Pharaoh was shocked to the point that he felt like he was God. Then he tell Moshe, he said, what God? I'm God. Get back to work. Oh, but when y'all came, the brother was humble. He broke him down to nothing. And he kept on whooping him. Every time he wanted to give in, y'all hardened his heart so he couldn't give in just so he could whoop him. And he whooped him publicly so that everybody could see that it wasn't nobody but y'all. I'm telling you, you better stop. You better give the children of Israel them food stamps so they can go to the store and they can eat according to the law of y'all. I'm telling you, you better. Because if you don't, you're going to wish you had them before it's all over with. While the rich is getting richer and they cutting taxes for the rich, you better give the children of Israel them food stamps. That's the least you can do. Because there is no reparation that you could pay us for the things that we build in this country. You better not send them no food and no box frozen. You better not. You're digging a hole for your. I'm trying to warn you, you're digging a hole for yourself. You do not want to do that. I'm trying to tell you, it's the worst mistake you can make. Everybody laughing, but you got to understand something. When you deliberately make them break the law and that's all they got to eat, oh, boy. Mm-mm. Everybody told me, well, they ain't supposed to get food stamps. They doing this, and that's the least you can do. Ain't nobody gave us no reparations for the things that we've done. You can't pay for the lives that you've taken. Mm-mm. That's the least you can do is feed them. I thought they knew that. That's going to make the punishment hard. The Most High said, don't remember, don't forget, he told Jeremiah. He said, write these things. Write these words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. He said, write it down, because the time is coming that the fierce anger of the Most High shall not return until he hath done it and until he hath performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days he shall consider it. So it's coming.
Stepping away from the mic.
You better do something. I'm telling you, it's the worst mistake you can ever make. And we just done did too much. We've done too much. We made everybody rich. You ask the Korean or the Chinese person that's got the weed store. We made everybody rich. Everybody then came over here and got rich off of us. And you can't feed them? That's the worst mistake you could ever make. Now, you may not have no heart, and it may not matter. And you know who I'm talking to. You may not have no heart, and you may be like Pharaoh. And you might say, I don't give a shit. I'm going to do what I want to do. But I'm going to tell you something. You hear me real well. That's the worst mistake you could ever make. It is. But Israel's going to eat. And Israel's children deserve to eat. And Israel's children deserve to eat good. They do. So I would advise you to do that. I really would. I would advise you to do that. Now, most people don't believe this word is true. They believe it's fairy tales. It's something that's just written in a book. They just worry that somebody wrote in a book. But you know what? All the words that's in this book have never come back void. They haven't. And all of you countries that's fighting against each other, you in the book. And it's foretold that you're going to fight against each other, and you fighting against each other today. You're in the book, and you're named by name. Thousands of years later, you're doing what the book said you was going to do. You are. And I know you listen. I know the FBI listen, the CIA, the White House, all of the other three-letter agencies. I take my word when I tell you that the Yaina Yisrael said, don't do his people like that. That's the worst mistake you can make, because them angels, they are keeping notes and taking names. They are. And if he did this to his own people and put us in your hands, he's going to judge the way you treat us. I'm telling you, I'm just going to tell you. I'm saying. He's rewriting down the things that you've done and the things that you haven't done. And some of you all have children out there, and your children are going to have children. And I'm telling you, that's the worst thing. That's the worst mistake that you can ever make, is to treat the children of Israel that way. I'm telling you. So, I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, that's the worst thing. Read Jeremiah chapter 30. Read it again. He said, because those who devour you shall be devoured, and those who took you for a prey shall be a prey. And this is getting ready to get ugly. Hold on a minute, Sister Lavia, your mic is open. Go ahead, chew on the air.
Shalom, shalom. I just wanted to, you know, piggyback on everything that everyone is saying, and I thank everybody for their comments and listening. And I just wanted to extend the understanding that us being the children of Israel and being set apart, we are the guardians of the Sabbath. We are the guardians. We are the ones that are to guard it. And it's going to come into play very soon. It means everything to the Most High. What is done in heaven is also done on earth. And he pays very close attention to it. But we are the guardians of it, the only people that he called throughout all our generations to observe. Hallelujah.
So, you know, like we said, you have to make sure that we keep this thing going. Like I said, read Jeremiah chapter 30. Because don't have that attitude like it don't matter, because it does. You know, don't. I'm just warning you, don't do it. And here we are. You know, and we thank everybody for, you know, being here. And we thank everybody for, you know, coming today, and we thank you for the fast that we did today from 12 to 4. If you guys didn't, don't worry about it. because we pray every morning at 6 o'clock. If you want a copy of the prayer, please do. And we'll send it to you through email, and we go on our knees every morning at 6 o'clock, and we pray every 20th, we pray every 20th of the month and fast from 12 to 4. We do that because we're asking the Most High and getting our hearts ready for the Most High to deliver us. We are. And it's time. 7 months away from the Most High turning around and facing Israel. This is where we are. And he told Jeremiah thousands of years ago to write this down in a book because it was going to come a time where we was going to need it and read it to help us get through where we are and who we are today. Everybody may not understand it. Everybody may not be able to accept it, but this is where we are, and this is what we're doing. And we thank you all for joining us this afternoon. We understand, you know, that some of you all are faithful. We have a lot of people on this call today, a lot, that have come on this call today to listen. We give all praises to the Most High Yah, and we thank you for everything that he has done for us and that he thought enough of us thousands of years ago to give Jeremiah these words to write in the book so that we could go back and read it. And every time you get discouraged, you pull open Jeremiah chapter 30 and you read it for yourself. Because he told you what he was going to do for us, and he told you what he was going to do to those that mistreated us. Because the time is coming when our sentence is up, which that he spoke over us in Genesis 15:13. And on that note, Brother Donia, if you have anything else you want to say, we're going to go up the panel and give everybody a chance to say something before we dismiss. Everybody whose mic is open, we're going to start with your area code, and we're going to go up. Area code 540, go ahead. Your mic is open. What would you like to say to the people?
Hang in there. Hang tough. Remember, he's on our side and that he's coming to rescue us. And he's going to go ahead on and get those who have done evil towards them.
Hallelujah. Area code 717, your mic is open. What would you like to say? Area code 717? You just push one?
Yes, yes. I would like to ask if Brother Dozier could sing Shema Israel.
I'm sorry, say again.
If brother, I think his name is Brother Dozier. He sang a song once, Shema Israel. If he could do that at the
end. I will sure enough ask him. Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Area code 928, I think this is Brother Urashima and Sister Rachel.
I just want to tell everybody, just stay strong. Let's keep humbling ourselves and keep praying. Stay strong, and like Brother Adonia say, I love you guys with the undying love of the Almighty.
All right, area code 928. Sis?
Shalom, shalom to everyone. Just want to say let's stay focused on exactly what Yah wants us to do. Let's stay hydrated with our alkaline water, and let's keep each other, keep the nation together, because we're going to do it right this time.
All right. Brother Adonia, are you back? He said he stepped away for a minute, so we're going to give him a minute because the sister wants you to sing Shema Israel. Brother Adonia, are you there? Shalom, shalom. I don't know. Maybe he had to take a break for a minute, but in the meantime, in the between times, you know, like I said, it's an exciting time. It's a time for us to be prayerful. It's a time for us to watch Yah do what he does and watch what happens to those who have mistreated Israel. And there's not anything you have to do. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to threaten. You don't have to say anything. All you got to do is watch what Yah does, because he's going to perform his work and do it. And he said that his anger is not going to come back to him until it has accomplished what it has set out to do. Brother Adonia, are you there? Since he may be gone, I don't know where he is, but we'll be on here Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll ask him to sing that. We ask that you come back on that date so we can, if you can, and we'll have him sing it for us then. And in the meantime, in between time, enjoy, this is the first day of the week. We want you guys to enjoy the first day of the week and be encouraged and encourage one another, because we're 7 months away from the completion of our sentence. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Good night, everybody. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.